and welcome back to the Sci-Fried Eggs, coming to you from our home studios here at Stately Badhurst Manor. Doc and Chuck with you, and last week at XCon, we got a chance to catch up with Cindy Crotts, actress, director, writer, and woman of many talents. And here is that interview. It's a Sci-Fried Eggs live from XCon in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm Doc, along with me is Chuck, and we have with us Miss Cindy Crotts. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And you have a very impressive resume.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
I'll tell you, I was doing show prep, and you took up almost a whole page.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And you've been in over 30 independent films so far. You said 35 you thought was the official count,
like,
somewhere in there.
Because it would be 35 now because I did like three or four films here recently, so they're not even up on IMDb yet. So just
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, comic book model, pinup model. And you do horror stuff. You're more the horror genre.
Yeah.
And that is so cool. I was reading some of the names of these films: Bikini Monsters, Brain Jacked, Robo Doc.
And then Delivery.
And
that's probably like the best one because it's got
is.
Like the.
And now, it's actually a horror film, too.
But these are the coolest sounding names of anything I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. They're interesting. That's the thing about horror films, especially independents. They've got very interesting, you know, names. It's like you're going, what is that all about?
So. Well, you know, and they catch the eye,
too.
Like, you see the name, you're like, I really want to see that based on that name alone.
It's like, just the word brain jack. That's weird.
Yeah.
What's that about?
And so much has changed in the horror film genre, especially when you look back at the 70s and the 80s, you know, and even further back, because there's so much more we can do with technology now.
Right.
So that you can really do like amazing effects and be a small independent, you know, film company.
Yeah.
Whereas back in the day, to do those kind of effects, you had to be a major company.
Right.
Yeah. So, and going into that, do you see a lot of CGI, or is a lot of the stuff you do more prosthetic stuff and real live kind of
like
things?
Like practical effects.
Yeah,
and
practical
things.
Effects.
In the horror films I've been in, it's been more of the like old school. You know.
Oh, good. I'm a huge fan of the old practical effect.
I guess that's why a lot of people are a fan of the horror films that I'm in because, you know, it's old school. There's a few CGI things, not much, but, you know, I think they like it better that way. It separates them from, you know, the big boys, so
right.
to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like people want to see the, you know, the real blood, and they want to see people's arms getting ripped out, and it's like CGI is cool and all, and I mean, it, like you said, technology has made everything a lot, you know, it's just stuff we couldn't do or take longer to do, and you just do it with CGI and it's like boom, done.
Yeah.
But it's still, you don't get that same effect if you do it with CGI. With doing it the way they do it, you know, it's like, okay, take the arm, okay, and pull it and have the blood squirt out, and it's it just looks more real. You
it
know,
does.
That's why
it
we
does,
like that.
It does,
yeah.
And, well, and it gives you something as an actress to actually kind of react to.
Oh, yeah.
You know, on set.
It's like a green screen going, okay, there's something coming after you. It's like, okay, which way? This way? That way? Well, how is it coming at me?
Now, in over 35 horror films, what is the most bizarre thing that you've been asked to do?
Oh, goodness. It's like, now I've had to put my thinking cap on. Oh.
You know, something you were just like, wow, I can't believe that I'm, that this is what I'm doing.
Well, it's like, I'd probably have to say Brain Jacked. I mean, it's because it's such an off-the-wall movie. It's a sci-fi horror mixed together. And the character that I play in, it's like, don't really want to say what it is right off the
bat,
but it's like what I had to do, and it's like you get a script, and it was like, well, here's what we're going to do, and you're kind of like, your eyes get really big, you're like, okay, and then it's like you get on set, and it's something totally different, and you're like, okay, and by the time I was done, it's like everyone on set actually made me feel comfortable, so I wasn't so shy, so to speak.
Right.
You know?
I got you.
But it was actually that film was my first time doing something like that in a... Well, I mean, you know, when you do hara, some kind of nudity is going to happen.
Right,
right,
course.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
It's one of the staples.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you know what? I really judge horror films by if there's not nudity, I don't think it's a good horror film. And I'm like, what? I wasted my time on this.
But, yeah, that was actually my first time doing any kind of nudity whatsoever. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I kind of look like, let me build up a resume. Let me build up my, you know, who I am. Instead of just coming out of the shoot, because a lot of times my opinion... I think a lot of times if you just come out of the shoot, if that's not really what you want to be known for, that's pretty much what you'll get.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And I know that in the horror genre especially, that you can get typecast very easily.
Yes.
Especially if you're willing to reveal skin.
So I can actually say all the horror films, that's the only one I've revealed skin in. So,
okay.
You know, I did it right.
There you go.
Good.
There you go. Very cool. You've been in a lot of different magazines.
Yes.
Born to Ride. You've been in, of course, you were the 2011 Cigar Girl Calendar Miss October.
Yes.
And we are huge fans of cigars.
We are. I got one sitting on the table right here that we were going to go out, and we got to do this interview first. But yeah, so tell us about pinup modeling.
It's actually, I kind of just jumped onto that. I was like, well, I want to try something different. And I actually, a friend of mine, we went. She knew a photographer, and it's basically a day. We just spent a day. So I had some pinup clothes, and we just spent a day with her and took pictures. And then all of a sudden, I see this. They actually sent me a request on Facebook, and they said, "We like your look. We like this. Would you like to be one of our pinup girls?" I was like, "You know, really? Me? I'm a horror girl." Okay. And so we did, it was a contest. They asked if I wanted to be, I said, sure. So I sent in, and then on and on, boom, here I am. And I got to be Miss October. And then when they did the September-October issue, because this was their first year, so I'm really grateful that I got to be in with Pinup America their very first year. Yeah. And that's their, I don't know what issue it is, like if it, 5 or 3 or something like that, but I know it's the October-September 2011 issue, and they knew that I was horror girl, and they said, "Oh, you're Scream Queen." I said, "Would you mind being like a zombie pinup?"
And it is. I was over at your table, and it is one of the coolest pinups that I've seen. They did a fantastic job zombieing you out.
Oh yeah, they did an awesome job.
It was very cool. So, what would you consider your biggest achievement in your career so far? Just the one thing where you're like, wow, I've made it. Like this is what I'm doing. I'm doing what I love.
I probably would say where I'm going. I mean, I don't know what everybody else, how they do it, but I'm like, I'm still just going. You know, I haven't got to that point where I'm like, oh, I'm just happy where I am. It's like, no, I want to keep going. But I am happy. I'm got where I am now. When I started out, it was just doing little tidbits. And
right.
Being the mom next door or something. And I just kind of kept working into the circuit and trying to, hey, could I do this? Or what kind of, you know. So after a while, it just happened. And I just, you know, went from one horror film to another. And basically, I had to be killed a lot of times before I became the killer.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course.
So now I'm starting to kill people in films. You know?
Yeah, and that's where you want to be. Yeah,
that's right.
You're
on the
other
end
of it.
Yeah.
You got to start your way and work your way up. This works that way in this industry, too. You can't just start out killing people. You got to die first. Then you can kill people.
What is your favorite horror film, like, of all time? Not just the ones you've been in, but of all time.
Oh, I'm going to have to say, there's two, but the one that will stick with me forever is The Exorcist. I love that movie.
Oh, yeah, it's such a neat movie.
Yes. I was like, there will never be another movie like that. If they try to remake it, ugh.
Yeah. Wait, which they've tried, and it's nowhere near as good.
Yeah. I was like, what, have they tried, like, with 6 different ones?
Yeah, they keep trying, and they keep trying, and they keep trying, and they keep trying.
Yeah, this is not working.
So, I'm a huge film buff, and what I've noticed in film in general, and horror films especially, there's a movement towards just a different feel and different tone of story, but not in indie horror. Like, indie horror has stayed truest, I think, to horror.
Yes, I do too. You know, it has to do with all that. It's to me, it's not like the way Hollywood. It seems like Hollywood, and I get it. You know, Hollywood, you know, they bet on the for sure. And
right.
I totally get it, you know. But the independent films, what's so good about those, I mean, yeah, there's cheesy ones, but people love all that stuff.
Yeah.
They love cheesy. Then you've got the one.
The cheesier, the better sometimes. Yeah.
Evil Dead's success was predicated on cheesy.
Exactly.
I mean, Bruce Campbell's made a fortune off of cheesy.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I mean, Bikini Monsters, for instance, it's a cheesy B movie. And it goes back to the genre of, what is it, like the giant spider after the woman.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Godzilla. You know, it kind of falls in that cheese kind of B movie thing. And when I first got on the film, you know, because I'm thinking one way and then it turns out to be another, I'm like, well, that was kind of cheesy, you know.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
It's like, wait, there's people that like that? Okay.
Yeah, well, and you know, even the success of Quentin Tarantino and
Robert Rodriguez
and Grindhouse,
yeah.
You know,
and Eli Roth.
Yeah. And exactly. So, you know, you're into horror movies. Is there a movie that's what is your all-time favorite movie? Just, you know, not necessarily horror genre. Do you have like another movie that, you know?
Well, personally, I am a Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez fan.
Nice. Okay.
I mean, I'm a horror fan, but I love my Tarantino and Rodriguez films.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know which one is my favorite because they're all good. I mean, I guess it's like Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs. I mean, they're, like I said, it's just so hard to pick. But Pulp Fiction, I could still watch that today over and over. I don't know
yeah,
why.
Yeah, well, every line's quotable. It's like, oh, my favorite part's coming up. Well, my other favorite part's coming up. Oh, and I forgot about this other part that's my favorite part.
I know. It's all the one-liners in there, you know. It's like everything in that film. It's like people from before our generation, they watch it, and it's like, I just thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I'm like, okay.
you've got to have an open mind going into it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's just funny. I'm like, it's just off the wall. Doesn't has a whole lot of stuff. Doesn't make any sense in a way, but yet it does make sense. You know, it's just funny. I loved it.
Yeah, it's very indicative of the pulp style too, from the old novels of the 30s and 40s. So it's he's so good.
Oh yeah, love to be in one of his films, even if it was just a small two lines. Or just two words.
I just like to be off to the side, like, winking. That's all I would need.
It's like, yay!
Now, horror movie, Scream Queen, pinup model. Now, what did you want to be when you grew up as a kid? But was this what you're like, I want to be in horror movies? Or just movies. Or did you have, you know, as a little kid, what was it?
There was only two things. That I wanted to be growing up, and I enjoyed computers. I enjoyed like doing graphics and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've actually done both. And then, of course, being in the movies. And you just don't know. It's just one of those things you go, oh, I want to be a movie star. That would be so much fun, you know? And as a kid, you have no idea what is to come of being a movie star, you know? And the older I got, you know, things go on throughout your life, you pick and choose, but I only stuck with the two things. And then it's like, you know, I need to do this. I need to just stick with it because it's not going to just happen to me just every now and then doing it when I feel like it. So I just stuck with it and just kept going. And for like, I guess 6-7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, with the horror thing, don't really know how to explain how I got in it. I just jumped on the train and just never looked back.
There you go.
It's like,
yeah.
Phew. So I love the horror industry because I don't think there's a lot of stuff that, you know, in the industry, different, you know, like you got drama, you got the Disney stuff or whatever, but horror is just like forever. It seems like
it's
everything
timeless.
Yeah. It's like that'll be going on after I'm gone and 45.
Yeah, because people are always going to be scared of something.
Oh, yeah.
And now you've started to get into the behind-the-scenes part of it. You are writer, director, producer of your own Grindhouse feature film, Hell's Little Angels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another great title.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. How did you done the acting and you wanted to get, you know, more into the background or...
Well, it's a short but funny story. I didn't go out to be a writer and director. Uh-huh. It was basically I was on set of a film and just killing time. And we started talking and throwing things back and forth. And I was like, yeah, you know. And they said, oh, wouldn't this be cool if you did something like this? And I'm like, I know, right? Somebody should do that. So basically, I just come up with ideas in my head. And then somebody said, well, why don't you just write a film? I'm like, I don't know how to write. I'm not a writer. I'm an actress. That's not what I want to do. And they said, we ought to just try it. What you're talking about sounds pretty good, you know. So long story short, wrote some notes, had a friend, you know, they looked at it, a couple people, you know, it's like, there's your movie. And I was like, huh? I was like, it's just words and notes. They said, you're an actress, right? And I'm like, yeah. Act. I'm like, oh. So that's how I became the writer of my film, is basically my idea, and I became every character in my film, and that's how I learned how to write it. And I was like, it's really not hard if you want to be a writer. It's really not hard to be one. You just, I would suggest maybe take an acting, you don't have to take an acting class, but maybe just jump on a couple films.
Yeah.
You know, just to get the feel for it. And then you'll go, oh, okay. You know, so you'll get the actor's side of it. And then you can become, it's just like a kid. You know, you always wanted to be a character, something. I know we all did it, you know, so that's basically what it was. You become each character and then you just write it and make it come to life.
Well, and you also get a better understanding for, like, what goes on set. Because when you're just setting writing and you never, you know, been out to a set or been to a film, you're like, and then the explosion happens and the spaceship comes out and you have no idea what that's going to cost or what that's going to look like or
know,
what they're
right?
going to have to do.
It's like, so, well, that's going to cost like 10 grand. Okay, kill the spaceship.
Yeah, kill the spaceship. I'll tell you, we'll build a model and just some fishing line and that's how we're going to do it.
There you go. Good B-movie, yeah.
Didn't your mom have an old, you know, cake pan in there somewhere?
Hey, it's good enough for George Lucas. It's good enough for us.
That's right, yeah.
We just paint it silver. Okay. And action. Oh. It's like, oh my God, the line broke. It was bad sewing needle lines. Jeez.
Well, Cindy, thank you so much for
joining
us on the show.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for
and,
having me.
Actress, pinup, model, web show host, comic book model, and you can get in touch with her at cindykrotz.com. Also, cindykrotz.blogspot.com. She's on Twitter at cindy_krotz, and that's Cindy, CYNDI. So you got a very unique spelling of the name.
Yeah.
And then, of course, on Facebook, or you can always look her up on the Internet Movie Database.
All right, so thank you very much,
Cindy,
for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. And we are from live from the Myrtle Beach Convention Center in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more Sci-Fried Eggs.